on to let go. Oh, hold on to let go. Oh, show it off, show it off, show it off. Show it off, show it off, show it off.
This is the Show It Off podcast, where you are supported to becoming shamelessly and unapologetically confident. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a confidence coach and creator of the online training program Peacock School, 11 Days to Confidence, where I help you implement tools and habits that will cause you to understand your worthiness. Each Monday, this show will give you applicable information, inspiration, and guidance to loving yourself and affecting the world around you in a way you've never experienced before. When you go to sarahfayschaff.com and join the community by entering your email, you automatically get a thank you gift of the 5 video series I created called Yoga for Confidence. So go get yours today and start implementing practices that will cultivate more self-love and confidence. Thank you for listening and enjoy the program, because I'm about to show it off. House of Mirrors, what I learned from falling for a friend. Every human interaction is a learning experience, if we allow it. When we allow it, we can learn a lot about ourselves when we interact with and be vulnerable with other humans. We are all in a house of mirrors, meaning what we see in others, we might think that they have that and we want it. But what if it's something that is already within us that they are showing us? I'll give you an example. You might look at somebody and say, wow, she's so beautiful. Look at that beautiful woman. Look at her grace. Look at her beautiful way she moves. Well, the fact that you see that in her means that that is within you. And you seeing that in her is just a reflection of the beauty within you. Okay, so how this relates when we fall in love with somebody and what it means to fall in love, that's what we're going to talk about today. And what it means about loving ourselves in this feeling experience. And what does this even mean, what I'm talking about? We're going to go into it. First of all, I also want to say it's really nice to be back. I feel like I've been doing a lot of interviews, and right now just being alone, recording this for you again, kind of makes me feel like, it's like now we're alone. Like now it's just us. And I love doing interviews, and I'm really happy to just be back connecting with you guys. So thanks for being here. What I'm going to talk to you about today is what if this mirror that we're seeing is really about something we could benefit from working on, or something that we could shed some light on. So this story I'm going to tell you is what I learned when I felt like I was falling in love with a guy who's been strictly and purely my friend for about a year. In this experience, I learned about myself that being very vulnerable, thank you Brené Brown and our Show It Off book club, Daring Greatly, has really reminded me about the power of being vulnerable. So what I learned from being very vulnerable with him, my friend, as I was sharing my feelings with him, this experience caused me to learn more about what I want from a romantic relationship, things that I didn't really realize until this experience. And I learned how we don't have to know the outcome of something to learn from it. So here's what I learned, and I'm going to tell you a little backstory too. So I have a dear friend. I'm going to leave his name anonymous because he's just a popular guy and lots of people know him, and I'm sure he wouldn't be that jazzed if everybody knew this story. So that's fine. The details don't matter. But I have a guy friend who he's a man, and we've been friends for about a year. And he's literally the only man who's like been my friend and hasn't like who's truly been my friend and hasn't tried to come on to me in some way. He's very respectful, very open and honest and loving, and just a really, really great friend. And I never really considered him as somebody that I would fall in love with or someone that's romantic, I'm romantic with. And I can't really say why. I mean, maybe I just wasn't in that place in my life when I met him, and we just fell into a really great friend groove, and that was all fine. I didn't really think much of that. Well, recently I started getting kind of like nervous when I knew I was going to go see him, or I started getting like excited when he would text me or call me, and I noticed this about myself, and I was like, interesting. What is this about? What does this mean? And when I talked to my therapist about it, I shared with her that I was worried about this feeling. And the reason why was because he's such a dear friend of mine. And in my experience, falling in love or being romantic with someone, it has ultimately turned into me losing them at some point. And you know, I'm not saying that's going to be the reality forever, but that's been the pattern. And as a pattern watching person, I've just been like, uh-oh, I can't lose him. Like, he's so important to my life. I love him so much. Fuck, like, how could I be ruining it by falling in love with him? So there was that. And my therapist said, I want you to consider that there is a way to have a relationship with people that doesn't have anything to do with what you've experienced in the past. And I was like, okay, good to know. I gotta share that with my students. Also, she said, what if there's nothing for you to do about this? There's no action that you need to take. Just sit in this unfamiliar, uncomfortable feeling of falling for somebody who you didn't plan on falling for, and don't do anything about it. This was a great reminder for me to be in my feminine. When we are, as women, falling in love and we decide to step into our masculine, we're like, all right, on the hunt, on the prowl. How am I gonna get him to fall for me? What am I gonna do to seduce him? How am I gonna navigate this date or this phone call or this text? And I gotta share it with my girlfriends. And when we get into that mode, you guys, we are controlling, we are not allowing, we are not being in our feminine. We are actually getting into a place that can lead us down a road of a lot of anxiety because we really don't have control. We're just thinking that we do, and that can feel pretty crappy if we continue that way. Now, if this was just like some new random guy, some hottie that I met, I'd probably be like, oh, well, like, let's try it all. Like, maybe I'll be in my masculine for a little bit, or maybe I'll be in my feminine for a little bit and just see how this rolls and see how he reacts to this. And I've just kind of like done that in the past. And it's something I wasn't willing to do with this man because I already have established a genuine friendship with him and a value for him in my life and a deep love and connection with him. And I knew I didn't want to risk losing any of that. But it also felt weird for me not to share with him how I was feeling because we share everything. Like, we talk about everything. There's never been anything that's off the table for us in our friendship. In fact, the very first day we hung out, we started off being very, very open and honest with each other and just continued that way. So now I had this like secret from him. It was very, very strange. So I decided to put myself out on the line. I decided to be vulnerable and wholehearted, and like pretty much right when I felt the feeling to share it with him. And with all the love and grace that he always gives me, he heard me. He didn't, you know, shame me or embarrass me. He also didn't feel the same way about me. And this was a trigger for me because as a child, we all have our childhood wounds that we are hopefully trying to heal from or working on healing from or have healed from. But certain things, that's why they're called triggers, kind of remind us of those pains or wounds from our childhood. So as a child, I kind of felt like at different seasons of my life that different parents of mine were kind of unavailable to me. And I was like seeking their love and seeking their attention. So as an adult, when I started dating, it was really comfortable and familiar for me to go after men or people who were unavailable. Because if they were unavailable, then I was like, oh, this is what I know. But that's not what I want. It does not feel good. It does not feel good. And I highly don't recommend it. So after a lot of self-reflection and therapy, I realized, okay, this is my pattern. This is not something I want to do anymore. So when I shared with him my feelings and he responded with love and grace and did not share my romantic feelings, originally I was triggered and I was like, okay, like, you know, why not? What's wrong with me? Like going down that rabbit hole of self-loathing. And I share this with you because I want you to remember that even when we're in the work, doing the work of loving ourselves and building confidence, as Brené Brown calls it, those gremlins creep out of nowhere. They come out and they're like, da, 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 da. See, you're not good enough. See, like he's not even attracted to you. Like, blah, 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 blah. And I stopped them and I shed light on them. And that is like, there is no way that fear can live in the light of love. There's no way that shame can grow when we wrap words around it, as Brené Brown says in her book. So I decided to wrap words around it, and I shared with him and with myself, like separately. I was like, Sarah, it doesn't mean that you're not lovable. It doesn't mean that you're not worthy. It doesn't mean anything except for that he just is happy loving you as a friend, and that's okay. And what, then I had to ask myself, what is this feeling about? What can this feeling teach me for my future? And what are going to be my takeaways here? And this is what I learned. So this is the part I'm really excited to share with you guys. Number one is that friendship is actually very sexy. So I can't think of a time when a man that I've dated has actually been my friend first. You know, maybe we kind of developed romance and friendship within one thing. They kind of interweaved with each other, and that's beautiful and great. But what I found from this experience of a man really truly only being my friend is that friendship in itself, in and of itself, is very sexy. And there's something to be said for someone loving you when they've seen you being like sick and disgusting, and when they've seen you like crying, you know, like heartbroken over something, and when they've seen you like when you first wake up and you're just like, don't give a fuck what you look like. You know, it's like if I'm dating a guy, there's always that element of like, I care what he thinks about how I look, or I care about what I'm sharing with him. Or maybe I didn't even realize this until this situation of how much I do edit myself around a guy that I have a crush on versus a friend. So this experience taught me that I'm not going to do that anymore. That's not fair to myself, and that's not fair to anybody who I'm dating, be it a man or a woman. So, you know, let's just take a minute, you guys, to really celebrate the attractiveness of friendship. And maybe the next time you meet someone who you're considering dating, create a boundary of like, let's really start off just being friends. Like, let's take sex off the table. Like, let me just be my real self and see if you like that. Something that I've experienced, like moments with my friend that I'm talking about, we'd be in a moment where we'd be like acting completely goofy, cracking up, like crying, laughing, being so silly. And he'd look at me and be like, do you act like this in front of the guys that you date? And I was like, yeah, sure. Of course I do. And then I thought about it and I was like, actually, no, I don't. I don't even know why I said yes. It's like, I guess I said yes because I'd like for that to be the case. But when he like called me out, I had to be honest with myself and with him and be like, actually, I guess I'm not really. I guess there is still that filter and that barrier and that boundary that I'm putting up. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that if, for me, I learned that if I want a romantic relationship that has this true, genuine, sexy, authentic friendship as a foundation, that I need to remember this lesson and really create a season for that before I walk into my next dating rendezvous. So isn't that great? Yay! And I know that I have an episode on here about being in the friend zone, and I say it's a myth, guys, to think that we can get stuck in the friend zone. I mean, I guess in this case, I kind of am stuck in the friend zone, but that's okay. It's not because I'm his friend that he's not in love with me, you know? That's not the reason. And so let's just remember that you can really start off being somebody's friend, and it doesn't mean you have to be that way forever. If he's going to fall in love with you or she's going to fall in love with you, it's going to happen. It's not going to not happen because they're your friend. So yay, friendship. Okay, so the second thing that I learned is that laughing and being able to be 1,000,000% yourself is more important to me than a guy or a person's credentials. So in my manifestation journal, I have it written out what I want to call in for a divine romantic relationship in perfect timing. So I call it in because I'm not out hunting. I'm not on dating apps. Like, I'm not asking my friends to set me up. Like, if that happens, great. If I meet someone at like the grocery store or wherever, awesome. I believe that if someone's meant to be in my life, that no human could keep them out. No circumstance could keep them out. That we will find each other. I don't have to seek that out too much. But that's just my own personal opinion. And, you know, if you're on a dating app and that works for you, awesome. Good job putting yourself out there. But this is just my personal thing. Like, I don't jive with dating apps. So with that said, I have how I call in romance is just to write it down and pray about it and envision it. And that's how I manifest, and it just comes to me, and I can be the flower and let the bees come. So that's how I roll. But in my manifestation journal, I actually am like kind of embarrassed to admit I didn't put laughing as something that was important to me. And with this man who's my friend, like, we laugh so hard that my stomach and cheeks hurt when I leave hanging out with him because we're just laughing so much. And I realize that's really attractive to me, and that's something that's important to me. What I have written down are these like credentials, like he must be the, I don't want to say what my credentials are, because I mean, maybe a guy that I'm going to date in the future is going to listen to this, and I don't want him to get like the insider scoop. But I have these credentials, like he must be ABCDE. But strangely enough, I didn't put hilarious on there. I didn't put that we would like cry laughing. So this was an experience that taught me a little bit more about what I want in a romantic partnership. And being able to be 1,000,000% myself is kind of a doy hello, but I guess I just kind of took that for granted and thought maybe I already do that. But having this experience taught me that I actually don't do it as much as I could. So, so the next thing that I learned is you never lose if you've learned something. So, you know, someone might hear this story of like, oh, I told my friend that I'm in love with him. He heard me. He's not in love with me. I lost. But that's not how I see this at all. I learned so much from this. And just because I feel like I'm in love with him doesn't mean I'm going to feel like that forever. And it doesn't mean that we're supposed to be together forever. To me, an emotion like this, even a big strong one, is just an opportunity for learning about myself. And something that I love about this friend is that he always reminds me that he is primarily in a relationship with himself. And that is something that is important to me as well. I am primarily in a relationship with myself. And you know, old habits die hard. And like, you know, he teases me, he calls me the Disney princess, because that someday my prince will come mentality is ingrained. And that love at first sight and all that romantic bullshit, really is what it is deeply ingrained in me. And that's okay. I'm not like shaming myself for that or anybody else who thinks that way. I am primarily in a relationship with myself. So if I have an experience like this where I'm like, whoa, what's this? What's this feeling? It's not about him or her or anybody else. It's about me. And what are the lessons that I can learn from this emotion? And how can I redirect that love back to myself? That's very important for building self-love and confidence, is any loving feeling we have for somebody else. That mirror, oh my God, I love that he's so funny. I love that he is in primarily in a relationship with himself. I love that he protects his sexuality. Like, I have all of that within me, and that's why I love it in him. I'm turning that right back. The finger goes back to me. I love that within me. You see that, guys? And the last thing that I learned, I'm sure I learned more, but these are the top four, is love can look like a lot of things. So don't put yourself in a relationship cage, okay? So this is really important, you guys. Over the past, 100 years, 200 years, like the generations of ours and before us have been in this very certain tight, neat box of what a relationship looks like. It's like, you know, a man and a woman marriage, and that's pretty much it, right? But we all know that that's not reality, that there are men who love men and women who love women. There are people who live together and are not married. There are polyamorous and all the things. I can't even think of all the names of them. but the point is, there's so many different ways that people can be in relationship. And I have found a lot of confusion around this, because I've always, as a little girl growing up, like wanted to be married and felt like being married was what was right for me. But then when I was married, I felt like I was trapped and I couldn't like explore meeting new people, and it was strange. And then I explored being in open relationship, and then I got jealous and I didn't feel like I was loved or valued. And it's just like, I don't know what the perfect relationship looks like. You know, maybe I just haven't met the right person and that the traditional relationship is what's right for me. I don't know. And you know what, you guys, that's okay. Relationships are changing from how they were in the past, and that's a beautiful thing. Let's explore the different ways that people can be in love. Let's explore the different ways that people can give and receive love. Let's be open to what relationship looks like. It could be just a best friend. It could be a long-term commitment. It could be living together. It could be being committed but not living together. It's really infinite, you guys. Just as there are infinite personalities and ways of living, lifestyles. Hello, how could we all expect to fit all in the exact same type of relationship? So cool, right? I'm so happy with this result of this experience. Like, I'm completely fine with letting that feeling go for my friend, to embrace and appreciate the friendship that we have, to love him and cheer him on as he explores dating the people that he wants to date, and be happy for me as I take these lessons with me in my back pocket as I move forward and am open to what is in store for my future. So remember, you guys, building self-love and confidence is a never-ending journey. We are never done, and that's cool. That's okay. Same with our yoga practice. We're never done practicing. It's always a practice, and that's awesome. There's no finish line. There's no trophy at the end. It's all a growing learning experience. Let's remember that being primarily in a loving, romantic relationship with ourselves is going to be the most powerful thing we can do for any of our other relationships, be that family, friend, coworkers, employees, neighbors, your ohana, your lovers, whatever, they're all going to benefit from you primarily loving yourself, being open to learning the lessons, and more than anything, being wholehearted and vulnerable as we explore this life in front of us. So thank you so much for being here, for listening, for loving me as I be vulnerable with you. And I'm just happy, and I hope you are too. Okay, that's all. If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off book club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off book club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.